Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, Brian Freeman, and we are visiting this week with a senior from the men's track and field program, Neil Guglielmi. Neil, appreciate your taking the time. Thanks for visiting.
Thank you very much.
And I hope I got that right. If I don't, please forgive me. But one of the reasons I wanted to have you as a guest this week is this weekend is the South Alabama Invitational at Jaguar Track, and it'll be the last home meet of your outdoor career. Kind of what are your thoughts knowing that this is the last time you're going to compete officially at home and maybe some of the emotions that are around that for you?
Well, it's crazy because it feels like literally yesterday when I started here. I've had a crazy experience here at South Alabama, and I'm very grateful for it. And I mean, there's definitely some emotions involved. Thinking about my last home meet where I practiced all these years, jumping my last official meet at South Alabama. Yeah.
Well, you know, the other reason that I thought you were a good guest for this week and the timing of it is last week you were at the Texas Relays, which is one of the biggest meets of the outdoor season. And you posted a personal best in the pole vault, which also continues to have you ranked second in program history. Talk about that experience to go into a meet of that magnitude and put up your best performance you've had.
Well, this is very interesting because ever since high school, I've seen all these, you know, great pole vaulters compete at Texas Relays, because especially for the pole vault community, Texas Relays is like, I want to say, the main event of the year. So I've always wanted to go. Unfortunately, my freshman year, I don't think I was quite ready yet. Sophomore year, I didn't start doing well enough until late in the season. Last year, unfortunately, I was still injured at the time. And then this year, as a senior, I got my first opportunity to go there. And it was absolutely amazing just to be able to compete among literally the best NCAA pole vaulters. And yeah, it was a great experience. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And no matter the outcome, I was just really happy to experience it and be there.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, the mark that you posted, which was 5.35 meters, has you near the top of the Sun Belt. It has you, I believe, amongst the top 15 in the country at this point of the season. So, I mean, it's a really good standard as you're at the midway point. But, you know, so what's your approach the rest of the season, knowing that in a month you have the Sun Belt Conference Championships? Ideally, that mark has you in the East Region preliminaries, knowing that there's really good competition. You have teammate Sean Collins, who's really good at the event, and then Michael Carr at Arkansas State, who you battled with in the event at the Indoor Championships in February.
Yes. So the Sun Belt Conference as a conference has really stepped up its game in pole vaulting. I mean, freshman year, I jumped 16, which is 491, 16-1. I finished second with that place. I think right now, if you jump that, you might not even make the top eight. So the game has definitely changed. I mean, Sean is a great athlete, great competitor, and I'm very fortunate to have him as a training partner. He's helped me a lot through the years, and I'm very excited to see what we can do at conference. We've never been able to finish 1-2 at conference, and I think to the both of us, that's a very big goal for us, and that will absolutely be great for the two of us, for the pole vault program, for Coach James and the team. And yes, I think the biggest secret for us is just going to have to be able to stay healthy. That is the biggest concern, biggest problem that may happen. So if we can stay healthy, get on the right poles, keep progressing the way we've been progressing, then I think we ought to have a great season.
You know, I wanted to just ask a little bit about Sean, because you talked about how good it is that you guys can push each other, but kind of describe to our listeners, I mean, it just seems like sometimes it's a little hard to wrap your head around that here you are, your teammates, at a conference meet, you're both trying to score points for the team to get you high in the standings, but yet ultimately you're competing against each other for that gold medal to win the event. Well, how do you handle that?
So let me just first start off by saying that my freshman year, like I said, I was jumping 16. I was a freshman on the team, pretty much jumping alone. And then as a sophomore, we had this new freshman coming in, Sean Collins, who, I mean, he just blew it out as a freshman. He came second at Nationals, and that really helped me improve my game. I really had to step up my game, and over the years, with his help and especially Coach James's help, I mean, I did improve a lot. And to me, I mean, Sean is, for instance, he's my roommate as well. It's a friendly rivalry. He's one of my best friends. And it's great to have him. I think we make each other better. And let's say at conference, for instance, we both want to win. But I think it's that willingness to win that pushes us both to finish high, to finish top. And ultimately, whether he comes first and I come second, or I come first and he comes second, the team is getting the same amount of points. And I think the goal for the two of us this season ultimately is to finish first team All-American. And I mean, there's 8 of them, and there's 12 that actually makes it to national. So there's room for the both of us.
You know, you've mentioned that. He came in and you've improved, and it's been steady. I mean, we talked about the marks. You were just under 5 meters as a freshman, both indoor and outdoor. And then you got over that mark as a sophomore, and now you were just shy of 5.3 in indoor, and you went over it here last week. So you can see steady progress. How do you get better at the pole vault? What, you know, how do you improve? What have you done to make that progress?
So I started pole vaulting a little bit later than the usual pole vaulter, I would say. So I came in as a freshman. I was hoping to jump a lot higher because towards the end of my senior year in high school, I started making great progress. But it was overwhelming. The NCAA is highly competitive. I came from meets where there's maximum 8 athletes, usually only like 4 to 6. Now all of a sudden there's 25 to regionals, which is 48 athletes. So it's overwhelming. And my freshman year, even though I was jumping pretty well in practice, I just never could put it all apart when it came to the meet. And then sophomore year, finally I made some kind of breakthrough. And ever since then, it's just been constant, you know, progressing and on the right day, getting on the right pole and getting the ball.
So, like, describe practice for us. What do you do when you're out at the facility during the week? How long do you do it? Like, how much time you put in the different aspects of the pole vault? And is it an everyday thing? How many days do you do, especially when you know, like, you're going into competition this weekend?
So, you try and jump every second day. Pole vault is really, it's really straining on your body because it really works any muscle, all the muscles, because it's a lot of upper body as well as legs, because you're sprinting into the pit. But we try and jump at least twice a day, twice a week. And so
I mean like, so, but is it just simply you go down the runway, plant the pole, do you prep? Are there some sprinting involved for the first part? What do you do to, because probably, you know, you've increased your upper body strength. You got to do something to get over the pole at a higher level. So, like, what are those little things that you do to put it all together?
Okay, ultimately, so the bigger pole you can jump, the higher you're going to jump. So in order to jump a bigger pole, you need to get faster, taller, which I guess you can't really get taller, and you need to get stronger. So I've definitely gotten stronger and faster over the past 3-4 years, and a lot of our training is really just trying to get faster. So doing speed work, basically training the same as a sprinter, and also working on it in weight room. But then of course pole vault has a technical aspect to it as well. So twice a week at least we try and get on a pole and actually jump, and those are the days that we are focused the most, because like we've seen over the past couple of years, pole vault can result in some serious injuries. So at practice, you need to take it serious. You need to, on the days that we jump, usually Monday and Wednesday, you show up in your head as well. You can't just come to practice floating around. You need to be focused, just like a meet. Otherwise, I mean, you could potentially get hurt. And if you want to improve, you really need to have that mentality.
Tell us about the day of competition. What's your routine? What do you do to get ready before you go to the track? What do you do when you show up at the track before the actual event begins?
So for me, my freshman year, I used to stress myself out a lot, and that led to poor performance. So what I do now is in warm-ups, I'm really focused because, I mean, that's where you get your body going, you introduce your body to what you're about to do, and also that's your way of preventing injury. So warm-up to me, I take it serious, I'm very focused, but once the meet starts, I try and relax, I try and talk to the competitors. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a pole vault community, so we are all friends. I already know most of the pole vaulters I jump against week in and week out. So we try and have fun, you know, just talk, keep the tension kind of low because it is a long meet. A pole vault meet can last anywhere between 2 hours to 4 hours. Regionals almost 5 hours. So you can't just be stressed out and tense the entire time. It's not going to work. It will drain you emotionally and your energy.
Yeah. Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is Neil Guillaume. You are originally from... man, we said it beforehand and now I'm not going to get it right. Bredasdorp.
Yeah, there we go.
South Africa. Came here in January of 2015. What were your expectations when you arrived in Mobile and on campus?
Wow, I arrived here Saturday night and it was quite overwhelming. I remember laying in my bed that night and it was a weird feeling. I was finally here, very excited, but I have to admit very overwhelming because I was a month post graduating from high school. So it was, I left my family behind and everything. And that upcoming Friday, we were really left for Vandy and I wasn't cleared until the Wednesday. So I couldn't really practice. I was running around with classes. You know, I'm a freshman in the middle of the year, no orientation. It was pretty crazy. I have to admit, I think the first night I asked myself, what am I doing? But you quickly got into the groove and you quickly got into it. And I think what helped me adapt really easy is the fact that we immediately started with meet. So it got my mind off everything else and I just immediately started vaulting.
You remember that February going into your first Sunbelt Conference meet? I mean, did you kind of sense that there was a little more to it, that it was a little more important than the other meets you were competing in? And did you kind of feel that like postseason change? And how did you handle it going into it?
Yes, definitely. At the time, I was still pretty frustrated with my mark. So like I said, my freshman year, I was looking to jump a lot higher than I did. So I was focused and I knew what I was capable of. On the day, I did that day actually jump a tiny, tiny PR. It was a 1 centimeter PR, which is like, it's a third of an inch. But I mean, I guess I did show up. The guy that won was a really good vaulter. He was a senior. And I mean, I was very happy with the silver medal at the Sunbelt Conference Championships. And I quickly realized that is kind of the climax of the indoor season. That is the most important meet. And I was happy to show up on the day.
Yeah. Do you remember the reaction when you figured out that you were going to make the podium and get a medal?
Yes. I was, it was pretty crazy, especially, I don't know, people were, it's a big deal, I guess, to medal and finish all conference. So, very, very happy.
Now, your first 2 years here, it wasn't just the pole vault. Little sprinting, little other jumping. Your sophomore year indoor, you competed in the heptathlon multiple times. Where'd that idea come from to try these different things? And ultimately, what led you to discontinue that and only stick with the pole vault here these last couple of years?
So all through high school, I used to do multiple events, hurdles, sprints, long jump, and pole vault. And I've always felt like it's a good pole vault and needs to be a good athlete as well. Too many times you get somebody that tries and do pole vault because he can't, he's not athletic enough to do anything else. So I always force myself to do other events and focus on the speed, focus on the long jump, which is pretty similar to pole vault. Focus on hurdles is good rhythm. And also, I struggle with injuries a lot, so I try to do all of these events because it conditions me for the pole vault. So then, in order to try and score more points indoor conference, I decided my sophomore year I'm going to do the heptathlon. And I mean, it turned out pretty well, but my body has never been in that much pain and shock afterwards. So I realized that if I really want to do well in the pole vault, I'm going to have to put all my attention towards that. And with the conditioning of that, the heptathlon the previous 2 years, I thought that now would be the right time to just solely focus my attention on the pole vault.
Now, you touched on it a little earlier. Your junior year, 2017, you missed indoor due to injury, and it limited you the early part of outdoor before you got back in the competition. What did you do? When did you do it? And what did you have to do to get back in the competition?
So this the injury that made me miss my indoor season in my junior year happened the very first practice of my sophomore year. It happened January of 2016. In pole vault, I broke a pole and I ended up tearing some ligaments in my thumb. We took 2 weeks off. I actually continued the season. I did the entire season with the thumb and everything. Went home that summer, decided that I'm going to take a rest on the thumb, do nothing. Came back the fall, and it didn't get any better. So we decided to get an MRI. It showed that I needed surgery. So I got surgery over Thanksgiving, and that led to me missing the indoor season. And I missed a little bit of the outdoor season. And just as I got back, the second week back at Auburn, I actually hurt my ankle pretty bad, which led to me missing another bunch of meets. Basically, and Sean and I was in the same boat here. We were in the same boat because he was also still having trouble with his ankle. So we would not train at all. We'll just compete, spend the entire week just recovering, trying to be ready for next week. So it wasn't ideal at all. That's why last season, even though I felt like I was ready to jump high, was somewhat frustrating just because I couldn't really get the training and I was always hurt.
Now with the wrist injury, like once you went through that process, I mean, like, what's rehab on that? And like, what did you have to do? How long did you do it? How many days a week so that you could get back and comfortable? Because I don't know the technique, but knowing that you got to get that pole planted and up, I imagine your wrist is about as important a piece of the puzzle at that second half of your event.
No, this is very true, because I mean, you hang on with that wrist for dear life. I came back in January. We started rehab as soon as possible because you need to get the flexibility back. I saw the OT 4 times a week, Monday through Thursday, for about 6 weeks. She did an amazing job. And then I started doing rehab with our trainer, and we got back into it. We taped it a lot. We stayed in touch with the doctor who did the surgery. And yes, the recovery was pretty good on that.
Now, we've talked all about competing here at South Alabama and Sunbelt Conference meets. I have to mention for our listeners that each of the last 2 years, your outdoor marks have been good enough to advance to the East Region preliminary round. And then coming off in a strong performance here at Texas, you put any thought to competition beyond college? Is it something you have an interest in, and how do you go about that? Or do you kind of see that this might be it and that you kind of move on once your collegiate career is over?
Well, this is a very interesting question because my dad and I talk about it often. To me, I said what I'm going to do is this season I'm going to focus on staying healthy and I'm going to give it my all. And at the end of the season, I'll reevaluate. If I jump something that I feel like is respectable, I'll definitely try and pursue it for another year, 2 years, 3 years even. Because I'm fortunate in the sense that I can represent South Africa at the World Championships, the World Cup or Olympic Games. It is definitely a dream. I think it's every athlete's dream to represent their country at international level. So if I feel like I'm in a position that I'm able to do that, I will definitely give it a shot and give it a try. But right now, I'm really just focused on staying healthy and really enjoying it, because this can possibly be my last full season. And this will be the season that I remember, so I want to make it a fun one.
Now, I want to go back to the beginning. How old were you? When did you start competing in track? And you remember why? What drew you to the sport?
So I started running hurdles, I think, when I was 8. Did hurdles all through primary school up until 8th grade. Still continued, but I wasn't originally planning on doing pole vault. I was always aware that my dad was a pole vault in high school. And then one day, as I'm training hurdles, I saw them pole vaulting over there, and I went to ask the coach if I can just try it. And immediately fell in love with it. I mean, it's a great sport. You get to launch yourself up in the air. And yeah, then it started. I think this was 8th grade. I did get a very big injury playing rugby, so I was out for about 18 months with an ACL tear and some other issues with that. But yeah, I started pole vaulting in high school.
So, and I knew that. I looked at your bio and I was taking some notes and preparing for this, and I knew you played rugby growing up also. And I'm going to ask if, I mean, you clearly affected your track career when you tear an ACL. That can't make anything easy. Yeah. But is there anything that you did do in that game that you found kind of translates or maybe helped you in competition and track?
Definitely. I mean, like I said, being a great pole vaulter, you need to be a good athlete, I believe. And playing rugby definitely contributes to being a better athlete. And I mean, you had to do some stuff. We had to get stronger as well, which really helped for track. And mentally as well, rugby is a mental game just as much a physical game. And it really helps you on the track when you have that background. And it's a very physical game. As you know, it's somewhat similar to football. It's very physical, hard on your body, and I think it helps for the recovery. You're used to that pain, you're used to being in that pain, so it helps you when after Monday practice, when you're really sore, it helps knowing that you've been there.
Yeah.
And you can do that.
When did you think about competing collegiately and coming to the U.S., and why?
So, I was really, my junior year, I really gunned for a spot in the South Africa World Youth Team to go to the NESC, and I did not make the team. And after that, I was very downhearted, really decided at my senior year, I'm just going to play rugby and see where that goes, and then, you know, go study in South Africa, do accounting in South Africa. But then somebody brought to my attention about the NCAA, and I thought this is a great opportunity because my plan was always to come to the United States. I figured I'll get my undergrad in South Africa and then transfer here for a master's, but didn't really think of the opportunity that track and field can provide me. They don't play rugby in the NCAA, at least not yet. And started getting in contact with Coach Bruschi and stuff, and I decided to just fully go with track because of the opportunity that it will provide.
Now, I figure you went, I'm not quite sure of the technical reference to it, in high school here, but you went Parle Gymnasium.
Yes.
Was the last prep level school you were at in South Africa. And there are a few student athletes here who've come from that, and so did that make recruiting different? Did you know some of the folks here already, and that help you in kind of initiating the process and knowing Coach Bruschi?
Definitely. I mean, I went to Parle Gymnasium knowing that Parle Gymnasium is 2.5 hours away from where I actually live, so I went to boarding school, but I had to do this knowing that it will provide just with some great opportunities, and it did. I mean, Jan Lowe went to the same high school, Marina Swanepoel went to the same high school, and I stayed in touch with Jan Lowe a lot. Coach Bruschi actually, Jan Lowe's dad actually set up the meeting between Coach Bruschi and I. That definitely opened the door. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
And knowing that those relationships existed, I mean, did anyone else recruit you? Did you even contact any other schools, or it was just South Alabama all the way?
No, I did talk to every school. I mean, I made a list of schools, and I decided this is who I'm going to talk to and see what I can get. I mean, I'm open to anything because I'm not sentimental to any part of the United States. So I was open to anything. It definitely helped that I was able to meet Coach Bruschi in person. I had a good feeling about it. Knowing that Jan Lowe is here, he's been successful. Knowing Marina is here, knowing that there's some South Africans, and also South Alabama was the only school that offered my cousin Laura and I a scholarship. So it just turned out well, and I mean, I couldn't be happier.
What kind of travel did you do growing up, and if any? And is it something that maybe helped you as you came over here? Because, I mean, had you ever been to the United States before January 2015?
So, my family and I, we've been to Europe a couple of times. We enjoy that. And actually, when I was really young, I want to say, let's say 4 or 5 maybe, we lived in Canada for a while. So, I did experience some cold, but like I said, it was years, years back. And in that time, we visited Disneyland in Los Angeles. I remember this briefly. But that's the only part of the United States I've ever experienced. So it was definitely, a great experience, new experience.
What did you find was the biggest adjustment you had to make physically to go from living in South Africa to living in Mobile?
Food. The biggest adjustment I had to make is be more cautious of what I eat. I think that's another reason that led to some relative poor performance my freshman year is just the food. South Africa tend to have a lot healthier food than the United States.
Lots of people do. I don't want to interrupt, but let's be honest about that. Yeah.
So to me, that was by far the biggest adjustment. And probably the thing I missed the most about home, just the nice food we have.
You know, with friends and family who are still back home, how do you communicate with them? How often do you communicate with them?
So, I mean, we all know FaceTime. So I FaceTime to my parents. We usually do this thing. We try and FaceTime over the weekend, usually Sundays. But I communicate with my dad, my brother, my mom on a daily basis through WhatsApp and just through text. So I get to talk to them often. And they come here often as well. They've been here quite a couple of times since I've been here.
Now, you know, coming in and as in the middle of the year, which I know it's due because you guys don't graduate till December. You're an accounting major. What's your schedule for graduation since you came in the middle of the year? When are you supposed to finish up academically?
So I'm actually supposed to, I'm walking in May and I'm taking my last class in the May semester. So I'll actually graduate officially by the end of May this year. I had a little bit of catch up to do because I had the choice of either doing in 4.5 or 3.5. I figured I'll try and shoot for 3.5 and took us up a couple of summer classes and managed to get it done.
And so we know that future competition is still kind of to be determined. An accounting major, if you follow on that, tends to lead you in a pretty pointed profession. You kind of know where you're going. But, like, have you thought about where? Do you want to stay in the States? You want to go home? You want to live somewhere else? Or, you know, when you get done competing and any other school you may do, like, when you get into accounting, where do you want to do it?
So, like I said, I don't have any sentiment to any part of the United States because no family whatsoever. But I have to say I did fall in love with, like, the South. I mean, the people, quite frankly, are very, very similar to the people back home. Friendly, the Southern hospitality. And to bring it back to your other question, I definitely want to stay in the United States. I mean, this country has so many opportunities, and I definitely want to try and take advantage of some of them.
Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is senior from the men's track and field program, Neil Guglielmi. We appreciate it, but before we let you go, I'm going to ask some questions here for our listeners to get to know you a little better outside of competition. And I'm just looking for the first response that comes to your mind. And I always start with between classes, study hall, meal, practice, travel, competition. Student athletes don't have a lot of free time. So when you got a few moments to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
I like to spend time outdoors, even if it's just going to the rec. If I really have a day off, I'll try and make a beach trip out of it. I really enjoy the beach.
What's your favorite sport outside of track?
My favorite sport to watch, now I've adapted, is definitely football.
Favorite sport to play, still rugby?
Yeah, even though I don't think I can play that, I will result in some serious injury probably.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
As a fan? Goodness. It would have to be, I guess it would have to be an Alabama football game.
If there's one athletic event you've never been to that you have to see in person, where are you going to?
The Olympic Games.
You care where?
Yes, I want to go to the LA Olympic Games. I want to put myself in a position where I'm able to take off that 3 weeks and actually go watch the entire Olympic Games.
If you're going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
The Caribbean.
Favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption.
Favorite book?
Shoe Dog by Phil Knight.
And your favorite musical artist?
My favorite musical artist, I would say I enjoy Coldplay.
And when a producer in Hollywood sees your story coming to the States and the development you've made and taking advantage of opportunities and finds a writer and a director, they're going to make a movie, the Neil Guglielmi story. Who's going to play what actor are they hiring to play the lead role?
It's going to have to be Matthew McConaughey.
He's going to have to work on the accent, I can promise you that. Neil Guglielmi, senior men's track and field. The South Alabama Invitational is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, a little bit Saturday. I believe you would compete Friday late afternoon, early evening in the pole vault, final home meet of the career. Wish you the best of luck, not only this weekend, but the rest of the spring, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, sir.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!